Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. Got a chance for some thunderstorms developing. We'll have a high in the upper 60s, maybe near 70. Kenosha right now is at 49 degrees. It's 58 in Burlington, 51 Milwaukee, and 49 in Racine. The 2017 graduating class of Carthage College got their honors during a ceremony attended by hundreds inside the Tarbell Athletic Center. Commencement speaker, 2014 graduate Vivian Anano, a global youth leader who flew in from Johannesburg, South Africa. She told the audience, "You're the leaders of today and tomorrow, and with leadership comes responsibility. Start acting now."
As you graduate today, consider yourselves very fortunate. And please, use your education and the skills acquired to make a difference. Stand up and be known for something bigger than yourself. Look around and see what you can do to improve your environment. It doesn't have to be financially, but even through your time, talent, and skills.
The Distinguished Senior Award winner, 22-year-old Tim Tennyson of Pleasant Prairie. He talked about self-reflection and mental cultivation going forward.
If there's one thing to take away from today's address, it is that you do not need to have an advanced degree to engage with and contribute to that great intellectual conversation, which spans the entire course of human history and encompasses the beliefs and opinions of all those who have dared to search for truth and self-knowledge.
It was also the last commencement for Gregory Woodward as Carthage president. He likened his next challenge at the University of Hartford to the real world facing the graduates whose hands he shook while they were up on stage.
I stand here today, just like all of you, with so many questions, wondering about so many things. What happens next for Penny and I and our family? What happens next for Carthage? What happens next for our world? What happens next for all of you, my friends? Well, I'm excited to say, energized to say, I don't know.
Recognized in absentia, Jan Tarbell with the Carthage Flame Award, financial generosity over the years, totaling $51 million, and the Carthage New Town Award, recognizing outstanding civic leadership and building a better community. Bob Lee Sr. started a little plumbing company back in the 70s, also helped to bring the Minnesota Twins Class A baseball team to Kenosha in the mid-80s. Burlington's Chocolate Fest is scheduled for this next weekend. Something's going to be missing, though, the Miss Chocolate Fest competition. It's not going to be taking place this year because of what a pageant official says is the lack of contestants. In addition, the pageant's director, Susan Johnson, tells the Journal Times she's going to be retiring from the event after 28 years. Chocolate Fest otherwise to run this Friday through next Monday, Memorial Day. Driver on Milwaukee County's Zoo Interchange, getting a little bit easier this week, at least according to the DOT. They're reopening the ramp from eastbound I-94 to northbound I-41 and the ramp from southbound 41 to eastbound 94. The entire Zoo Interchange reconstruction, not quite done yet. It's going to be completed in the summer of 2018. Kenosha's Public Works Committee set to meet at their later this afternoon at the Municipal Building. Interesting discussion topic, bike valet service in conjunction with the Harbor Market. It would be kind of like a coat check, only for bicycles, be run by the Southport Park Association. Their proposal would have the association setting up a bike corral at 3rd Avenue and 56th Street. Bicyclists would be dropping off their bikes. They'd get a numbered wristband to be turned in when they come to pick up the bike. The bike check would be open from Saturdays 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., an hour before and an hour after the times for the Harbor Market. The group says the bike check would promote the use of bicycles and other biking activities in the city and the organization itself. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee set to meet at 5:30 this afternoon in closed session in the conference room behind the board chambers down on the lower level of the Isgrove office complex. On the agenda, the ongoing negotiations with Illinois-based Altitude Health Services to purchase the Ridgewood Care Center for about $10 million. And continued discussions with the City of Burlington about the Knights of Columbus building and its potential as the new Western Racine County Services Center building. Current facility going to be torn down either late this year or early next year. Outdoor warning sirens get tested weekly in Racine and Kenosha counties. That happens to make sure they're all working in the time of need. Once in the morning and one is in the afternoon. One state community had a siren failure, which got all kinds of attention. And, of course, you got the severe weather this past week. And Racine County, just back from a disaster training exercise in Maryland, topic of adding some sirens in Burlington came up at the Common Council meeting. City Administrator Karina Walter is part of that discussion, noting that maybe should they look into things and see if maybe they should add a siren or two. Meanwhile, Mayor Jeanne Hefty went to that training exercise in Maryland. She did it also 19 years ago. The mayor indicates she's going to be doing some outreach in the community from that trip, trying to get people a little bit more experienced in dealing with severe weather.
Because last time I did speak to the public at different service clubs that were interested in what our emergency management had gained, how we're structured, and also there were some things that we need to get out to the public also, so that if something does happen, that they can help.
By the way, Burlington was prominent in the disaster training exercise out in Maryland. A tornado ripping through the city, as well as another striking the city over scene. Plus, there was a plane crash involved along the interstate. Caledonia's Community Development Authority has a 5 p.m. meeting at the Eastside Community Center. On the agenda, consideration of Franksville's Highway K as a village center-type area, the village perhaps getting its own zip code like what Mount Pleasant did several years ago, and a report on the availability for the public to use the new village hall, which is nearing completion, or alternative locations. That issue's come up with the Caledonia seniors and where they will go once the community center gets sold. Mount Pleasant Village Board set to meet at 6:30 this evening. Personnel issues, that is, on three important positions will be getting some attention. There's the vacant trustee position that'll be up for at least discussion, again, but also a potential action by the board. Search process as well for hiring a new administrator as well as HR director. Kind of an emergency-type funding situation, a situation with the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee's agenda coming up at 5 o'clock this evening at City Hall. There's a communication in from City Administrator Jim Palahniuk seeking $40,000 to cover the needed operational support for the summer youth camp. Now, Racine Neighborhood Watch Executive Director Charlie French says this has impacted the community by mainly fixing up some homes that people need. They don't have the resources to do it themselves. These kids come in, students, they come in and do this every summer. But this program has benefited the community in other ways, too.
We figured with material costs, donated services, volunteer staff and labor, along with spending by the campers when they're here, that the economic impact in Racine has been over $4 million.
Students arrive from around the country. They stay a week at Case High School, and they do the work of about 50 homes each summer. Federal CD block grant funding used to help cover the summer youth camp. Last year, it was the help of the S.C. Johnson Foundation. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.